downtown, underground, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Hello, everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, I've got some new and recently released music for you from Colter Wall, Rosie Nolan, Brennan Lee, and more. We've got beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like June Pasher, Hank Snow, Melba Montgomery, Vernon Oxford, and others. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show.
Lonesome. She said that she and I were through. Though I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. And I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time that I drink a bottle of booze. I'm driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. Here I go. So sad and so blue. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin and worrying, darling, over you. And I'm driving nails in my coffin every time that I drink a bottle of booze. I'm driving nails in my coffin, Lordy, driving those nails over you. Come on, Johnny Gimble. Well, all right. down, you don't want me. There's nothing now I can lose. I'm just driving those nails in my coffin, worrying, darling, over you. And I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time that I drink a bottle of booze. I'm driving nails in my coffin, already driving those nails over you. Come on, little Lucky. Yeah, swing high.
Made popular, made famous by the Texas troubadour, Ol' E.T., Ernest Tubb. Today, we went to Asleep at the Wheel for Driving Nails in My Coffin. From their 1973 record, Coming Right At Ya, their debut record, and they're still out there at it today. Of course, there's been probably no less than 100 band members outside of Ray Benson, the singer and the guitar picker, but he's kept it going. He's kept the tradition alive. And what a great version of that song. Now, friends, I'll tell you, I've told you this many times over the years, but Asleep at the Wheel's 1973 record, Coming Right At Ya, that's a must-have record in your country music record collection. No! It is a must-have in any record collection. I've always got at least one copy on hand. How you doing this week, friends? Welcome into the program. It's me, your host, your new best friend, jukebox operator, Sean Burns. I'm here in the basement. I'm back here. I'm at home. I was gone for a few days last week. Episode 80 of the Boots and Saddle Show. Glad you're here. Glad you're here. Before we continue on with the country music, how about I just take this opportunity to thank everyone who sent me such kind messages, email, texts, some calls, some Instagram messages about the program last week. I kind of let it all out there last week, didn't I? I was talking about my father and all kinds of personal stuff. And I had recorded the show, you know, a bunch of days before it aired. And in the in-between time from recording it to before I sent it off to all of our stations that broadcast the Boots and Saddle Show, I had some reservations about it. You know, I was like, was that too much? Is it self-indulgent? Is it selfish of me to abuse this wonderful platform I have? Is, you know, do people need to hear this? Or should I just stick to playing music? And I said, whatever, forget it. I'm sending it in. And we'll see what happens. Just going to put it out there into the world. And maybe some of you didn't care for it. But boy, I got a lot of messages. So thanks to everyone who reached out. You know, it's nice to know that some folks could draw some parallels from my story to theirs. And just some people that were very supportive of the whole notion of being vulnerable and laying it all out there. So thanks. I said it a couple of times the last few weeks. I feel like I've cultivated this great base of listeners, and you folks are the greatest fans and listeners to any country music radio program in the world. And I appreciate you being here with me this week, next week, last week, every week, whenever you tune in. I don't know your life. I had a nice time in Ontario. We played Casino Rama with Corby Lund last Friday, and I remember my dad telling me how great of a gig it was, and it was good. Yeah, it was cool. And I felt a little bad for him, actually. The first couple songs, I was a bit emotional, you know, thinking about my old man, and so, well, if this is the greatest gig he ever did in his life, I'm really glad that I've done that and even more. And I'm glad that he got to have that experience there. It was cool. It was great to play with the fellas. We hadn't played together in 3 months, and we only got a 60-minute set, you know, so we were kind of itching to keep going. So, you know, that's a good thing. And I had a great time at the Cameron House last Thursday. Man, hands down, easily the finest, most talented group of musicians that I have ever been on stage with at one time. I could not believe it. Shane Goosey on the fiddle, Lyle Molzan on the drums, Mike Weber on the pedal steel guitar, and Mike T. Kerr on the lead guitar. Mike T. Kerr had only met me. He didn't know any of the other guys. And Mike Weber had only met Lyle, the drummer, once. And we got there and we just set up and we started playing, just counted it off and off we went. It was something. And we did Driving Nails in My Coffin, that Asleep at the Wheel version. And Mike T. Kerr said to Shane and Mike Weber before we started, goes, hey, should we just play Twin Line on this? And yeah, sure. Okay. And then seconds later, I counted off and there's a three-part harmony line. Like, just, you know, world-class musicianship. I felt like a bit of an outsider, but you know, I had the great responsibility of that upright bass and singing all the songs, and I just did the best I could and tried to listen to those guys. We're definitely going to do it again. There's no way we can make that a one-time affair. So let's do this sort of Toronto-centric regional roundup. You know, one of the greats of the Toronto country music scene in the 1960s was Miss June Pascher. She and her husband George had their thing, and June sang all the way until the end. Nice rhythm guitar player, great singer. On the ARC Records label in 1962, she released Your Cheating Heart and other country favorites. Here's June Pascher with Left to Right, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Until the day I die. much as I am over you. You taught me how to live, and now you say that we are through. I am a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
If you can relate to this song, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4...
Matter how much they pay, you can live and work in old Fort Mac. They ain't nowhere to stay, ain't nowhere to stay. I said they ain't going back to old Fort Mac. Matter how much they pay, you can live and work in old Fort Mac. They ain't nowhere to stay, ain't nowhere to stay. Well, I know a student there, and she don't go out. And I know a young guy on the bricks living in a tent. He lost all his fingers. He can't pay the rent. He can't pay the rent. I said, I ain't going back to old Fort Mac. Matter how much they pay. From old Fort Mac, gonna have a man. The new fees and the Sudanese, they'll all know where I went. They'll all know where I went. Yeah, cause the money flows like water there. It's got nowhere to go. The only thing to spend it on is liquor, whores, and blow. Liquor, whores, and blow. Oh, and real estate, say they ain't going back to old Fort Mac. Hang over you, even when the sky is sunny. For to cast a shadow, cost them cash and good old Fort McMoney. Good old Fort McMoney. I said, I ain't going back to old Fort Mac. No matter how much they pay, you can live and work in old Fort Mac. They ain't nowhere to stay. Ain't nowhere to stay. No, I ain't going back to old Fort Mac. Matter how much they pay, you can live and work in old Fort Mac. Ain't nowhere to stay, ain't nowhere to stay.
I think my radio's broke. I think it's all out of whack. Well, it had a good sound the other day. It all reminds me of it's a good solid state receiver, but now it's gone to shit. I think our radio's broke.
Four-pack there for you. It's Mike T. Kerr with Think My Radio's Broke. Went back to his 2018 record, Guitar Rags and Country Ballads. Mike T. Kerr, man, what an incredible guitar player. Like, just so knowledgeable about his instrument. And he played lead guitar for me last week at the Cameron House from 10 p.m. till just about 2 a.m., pulling double duty because he had already played from 6 to 8:30 p.m. with Corin Raymond, who's been playing every Thursday night at the Cameron House in Toronto when he's in town for 20 years. And boy, he was very gracious and very complimentary and encouraging. And he was, you know, encouraging his audience to stick around for me. And he had made some posts online about my show. It was really nice. You know, it's kind of his house. And he was excited to have us there. So I went to Corin Raymond before that with Old Fort Mac from his 2013 record, Paper Nickels. Before that, we heard from Hank Snow with Now and Then, There's a Fool Such as I, released by Hank as a single in 1952. I went to that one because when Corin Raymond was doing his show, when he walked off the stage to do a lap around the room with the tip jar to every table and every person at the bar, Mike T. Kerr held it down on stage and sang a really nice version of that song. So it's been in my head since. Kicking it off was June Pascher with Left to Right from her 1962 record, Your Cheating Heart and Other Country Favorites. That is one of my favorite records from the ARC Records collection, one that I'm so happy to have a copy of right here. I think she found that song from Kitty Wells. You know, of course, almost all of the songs on there are, you know, hits and covers of country music singers of the day, like, you know, not dissimilar to a lot of the regional record releases of the era. And man, I just went through this huge pile. I had this huge pile of vinyl records that people had given me or that I'd picked up while on tour or at various thrift stores. And I didn't even know the gold that I had, that I have. And to my left here, there's no less than 300 pieces of vinyl. Some just beautiful country music stuff. And you're asking yourself, how come you're not playing some of those records on the show? Well, our turntable's on the fritz. And it's my birthday later this week, Sunday, November 30th. And I'm upgrading the system here, so I'll be just flush with new old music to share on the show. So you know, before the year's out or beginning in the new year, you can expect to hear lots of old scratchy vinyl records here on the Boots and Saddle Show. And that's right, folks, you are tuned in to the Boots and Saddle Show with me, your host. I'm your new best friend, Sean Burns, here in the basement in Winnipeg. Maybe you're tuned in at home base, CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting out of the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Or maybe you're tuned in on CKUW.ca or one of our partner stations peppered throughout Canada and into the United States. Hello. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. I know most of you are tuned in on the spot, on the podcast platforms, on the Spotify or the Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. All right, I got a set, just a three-pack here of some new and recently released music. Couple of folks we've heard a lot from in the last couple of months, and for good reason. Big fan of the records. Talked at length last week about this brand new record from Colter Wall, Memories and Empties, that came out on November 14th. Let's hear another one from it this week. It's Living by the Hour, Colter Wall on the Boots and Saddle Show.
There's times that I swear I got the world by short hair. Sometimes I rise up, fill my coffee cup, walk down, pick the bean up in the barn. Oh, each day has such a power. They go from picking stones to picking flowers.
Too much, lured by the moon.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars, located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta. From custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, GilmoreGuitars.net. That's GILMORE guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
Some people say man is made out of mud. Poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. The sun doesn't shine. I picked up the shovel and I walked to the line. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. It was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in a cane wreck by an old mama line. Can't know what I told woman, make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. See me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can go. The company store.
Written by Merle Travis, I think originally recorded by him as well. I want to say that the first big hit with that song was Tennessee Ernie Ford. A nice cover there of 16 Tons by an artist named Jay Ernest. Got a new record called Go Tell 'Em that was released on August 1st. From his website, Jay is from Minnesota, and he teamed with renowned Italian roots band, the Don Diego Trio, to record this record, Go Tell 'Em, which they're saying is a vintage-style dance album, tracked live in Milan, Italy, using only 4 microphones and 1950s-era recording techniques. It's got a rock and roll, rockabilly thing. Like, that's the only song on the record that I would say is suitable for the Boots and Saddle Show. But if you like it, you like his voice, you like the sound of it, I do encourage you to check out the rest of the record. It's very good. Very nice stuff. Released on El Toro Records out of Spain. I think El Toro, same label, might have done some Countryside of Harmonica Sam releases over the years. I should know that. Before that, we heard from Rosie Nolan. Nice little belly rubber, hey? Beautiful song, You're Kinda Lovin'. Her record, Main Attraction, came out on October 17th, and boy, we've heard, you know, 2/3 of it for sure. I love her voice. I do. I love her voice, and I like that song a lot. That's a nice one. Nice one. Kicking it off was Colter Wall with Living by the Hour. His latest record, his brand new one, Memories and Empties, came out on November 14th. It's just fantastic, if you ask me. I'm a big fan. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. I'm back in Winnipeg for a couple weeks. I'm going to be going Just found out the other day that we're going to go to Las Vegas for 60 hours for one show with Corby this year at the NFR. And I was kind of bummed that the Vegas trip wasn't going to happen. And then they told us last minute, you know, we're going to do a trio show with Corby and Grant and I, the acoustic trio. So that should be really fun. I'm excited to get down to Vegas. I'm going to get in on Friday night, and then we're going to rehearse all day Saturday and play Saturday, and I'll fly home on Sunday afternoon. So I'll get some Friday night action in, you know, and I'm a sober guy, like fully sober, if you don't recall. And there's not a hope in hell that you'll see me gambling. Like, it's just not a thing. But I just still love going there. Maybe it's, you know, my discomfort with silence. I love the stimulation. I love the lights. I love the noise. I love the sound. I love the chaos. It'll be good to go down. But I'm doing some stuff this week. Thursday, November 27th, I'm going to be at Bell's Kitchen and Music Hall solo from 8:15 to 11 p.m., a few sets of country music. And Friday, I really want to tell you about this one. This Friday, November 28th, at the Sober Market here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, there's a little event going on, a little fundraiser, and I'll be doing two 30-minute sets, 8:15 to 9:45, sorry, 8:15 to 8:45, and 9:15 to 9:45. For more information on that, I'll encourage you to cruise over to the Sean Burns Music Instagram page or the Facebook, and I will also share it to the Boots and Saddle socials. It's for a good cause, and I'll be there doing two 30-minute sets on a Friday. I'll be done at 9:45. That's a nice gig for a married father. So I hope I'll see you there. And then we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on in December. I guess most notably would be the third annual Lost Country Christmas Special. It's happening this year on Thursday, December the 18th at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club at 234 Main Street in downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. You know, this is the time of year that they start announcing all these Christmas shows. Everyone's got one. It seemed to be there was just a couple, and now there's a ton. And ours is, you know, a middle finger to the other ones, because I don't believe all of you out there that do these Christmas shows. I feel like it's a money grab, and it's all under the guise of this holiday cheer and love and family and blah, blah, blah. And then I see so many of these photos of these bands up there with the music stands in their faces, and they've taken your good, hard-earned money so you can watch them read lyrics because they haven't done enough homework, and they fake their way through these Christmas tunes, and they just take the money. And in Lost Country, when we decided to do this, we decided we weren't going to do that. So we played two sets of country music, and there hasn't been a Christmas song yet, and there probably won't be. And instead of taking all of your money for ourselves and under the guise of the holidays and Christmas, we give 75% of the ticket sales away. Last year and this year, 75% of the sales of the Lost Country Christmas Special will be donated to the West Central Women's Resource Center. Of course, we'll have the bins from Harvest Manitoba collecting non-perishables. Tickets are available now. We hope we'll see you. Even if you can't make it, I encourage you to buy a ticket. Sarah's at work all week. It's just me and Violet Moon. You know, it's a lot of work, but I love it. I love that little kid. She keeps me on my toes. We're just here all week, folks, making memories. Here's Melissa Carper on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I'm making memories I'd like to remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories I'd like to keep. I had some fun back in the day. Yeah, I got some stories. Did I tell you the one? Time when we drank and drank till we passed out there on the ground. Boy, that was fun. Tonight I'm making memories I'd like. remember. I'm meeting new people I'd like to recall. Some of their names, like Larry and Steve. I'm making memories I'd like to keep.
Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Our friends at Nectar are celebrating 13 years of expert tattooing. Go see for yourself in the heart of sunny downtown Lethbridge, Alberta at 329 5th Street South. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Well, it's time we got back to basics again.
Well, a nice four-pack there of country music for you. From his 1966 record, Woman, Let Me Sing You a Song, the expanded edition that I found online a few years ago. That was Vernon Oxford with The Blues Come In. Before that, John Howie Jr. in the Rosewood Bluff from the beautiful state of North Carolina, United States of America, with Back to Basics from the 2011 record, Leavin' Yesterday. Just love that John Howie Jr. Melba Montgomery in before that. How about that one? Beauty, Lies, Can't Hide, What's on My Mind from her 1964 record, Down Home. Tip of the hat to a Honky Tonk Labor Union, Slim Chance Cowboy, my man down there. I saw the Instagram story. I was like, yes, that's a good one. I got to fire that one in. Melissa Carper kicking it off with the most beautiful, beautiful record, beautiful song, Making Memories from her 2021 album, Daddy's Country Gold. It's a fantastic record. We got one more here before we say goodbye this week, friends. We're going to go to the latest record from Brennan Lee, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love, that came out on October 3rd, to hear a nice song called I'm Easy to Love After All. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those get updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. Questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, music submissions, send that off to bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
He made me feel I was so hard to love. Many nights turned his face to the wall, but it's so plain to see from the way you treat me, I'm easy to love after all. I'm easy to love after all. I'm easy. Cherish each day, and when you're far away, you send me a letter or call, and in my heart there's no fear, 'cause you make it clear I'm easy to love after all. I'm easy.
Like that's about all the time we got. We sure enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
for listening, and thank you for supporting Community Access Radio in Winnipeg. CKUW 95.9 FM.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with your Friends card, your dollars get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub, with a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats. Your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM, fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
This is David Barsamyan, host and director of Alternative Radio. Established in 1986, the award-winning AR is dedicated to the founding principles of public broadcasting, which urge that programming serve as a forum for controversy and debate, be diverse, and provide a voice for groups that may otherwise be unheard. Tune in to Alternative Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM to hear from people like Arundhati Roy, David Suzuki, Vijay Prashad, Naomi Klein, Tariq Ali, and Angela Davis.